Do you want to know the fastest way to saying yes to you and your dreams? Well, tune in because that's what I'm talking about in today's episode of the Self Creation School podcast. Welcome to the Self Creation School podcast for women who are ready to ditch mediocrity, step up and get more of what they want, and finally say yes to a life that sets their soul on fire. I'm your host, Leanne Ludeker, self-creation coach, founder of the Self-Creation School, and queen of yes. If you're ready to play life by your own personal rule book and give yourself permission to say yes to yourself and your wildest dreams, this podcast is the place for you. Hello and welcome, my friend, to episode 13 of the Self Creation School podcast, where I share my insights and practical tips on how to create a life you love to live every single day, one yes at a time. Today's conversation builds on last week's episode, where I talked about the five most common roadblocks to saying yes to you and your dreams. If you haven't yet tuned into that episode, I highly encourage you to take a listen. As a quick recap, I discussed how as women, we are highly conditioned to say no to ourselves. So when we reach a point in our lives where we crave more meaning, more fulfillment, more richness, and more us, suddenly saying yes to ourselves and our wants, needs, and desires can really challenge us. And through my own personal experience and the work I've done with women all across the globe, I discovered there are five main yes blocks that hold women back from creating the life they dream of living. Those five yes blocks are permission. That's one I personally struggled with a lot. Possibility, passion, purpose, and persona, which is who you be, your identity. Here's the thing. I found that all five yes blocks work together in a very powerful way. And you can be stuck at any one of these five yes blocks or a combination of them, or maybe even all five. You can also face these yes blocks more than once on your journey to saying yes. Now, here's why knowing how to overcome each yes block is crucial in your ability to fully say yes to you and the life you want. Permission is the green light. Think of this as the go-ahead. Without permission, you will stay firmly planted right where you are. Possibility is the roadmap. It provides a picture of the potential that lies ahead. You cannot create what you first can't see. So being able to imagine, to visualize what's possible for you is fundamental to being able to go ahead and create it. Note that I didn't say here that you need to know how you will create it, simply that you know what it is you want to create. Now, passion is what fuels your journey and keeps you moving forward, especially when the going gets tough. Without passion, you're much more likely to give up and retreat to the comfort of your current home base. Purpose is what keeps you on track. It helps you stay focused on where you're heading and why it is you're heading there. And persona is the you who sits in the driver's seat of your life with two hands planted firmly on the wheel. Your persona is ultimately what says yes to steering you in the direction of your dreams. Many of you allow your storyteller to sit in the driver's seat of your life. You know who I mean, right? Your storyteller is that voice inside your head that tells you you're not good enough. It's not possible. You'll fail. People will judge you. It sees change as inherently dangerous. And it will fill you with fear and steer you back to your current home base faster than you can batter an eyelid. So if you want to experience something different in your life, taking control of the wheel and telling your storyteller to take a back seat is going to be crucial. Who you be, your persona, is fundamental in being able to do this. All five areas work together as a team, and each one directly influences your ability to say yes to you and your dreams and to create the life experience you both desire and deserve for yourself. So when there's a roadblock at any one of these five foundational yes points, it is going to affect the team effort and your ability to fully realize your potential. Now, I also shared tips on how you can begin to overcome each yes block. So it is a really in-depth episode, and I promise to share with you all this week the one thing that will fast-track your yes like no other. It's the one thing that underlies every single yes block. And that, my friend, is your self-worth. I know it may seem like this is just another buzzword being thrown around these days, but it is for good reason. Self-worth is the lens through which you see yourself and your potential. And so many of you have a self-worth deficiency, which is holding you back from experiencing the kind of life you want. So it's a pretty important topic. It has the ability to completely transform your life. I know firsthand how it has changed mine. And that is why you hear a lot of coaches like myself talking a whole lot about it. In fact, we would be doing you a disservice not to bring self-worth into the conversation. So what exactly is self-worth? Well, self-worth is defined as the intrinsic understanding and belief in your own value as a person, independent of your accomplishments, the roles you play, or how others perceive you. Self-worth is about recognizing that your worthiness is an undeniable truth of your existence. It's not something to be earned or proven. And this deep-seated acknowledgement of your own value is crucial, because it shapes every aspect of your life, from the decisions you make, to how you interact with others, and importantly, how you view and treat yourself. Now, as I mentioned before, your self-worth is essentially the lens through which you see the world and your place within it. When you have a strong sense of self-worth, you'll look through a lens of confidence and assurance, knowing that you are deserving of your wants, needs, and desires. Whereas a lens of low self-worth paints a picture of doubt and uncertainty, causing you to question your right to pursue your aspirations and instead prioritize the expectations of others over your own fulfillment. A high self-worth lens filters what you see through a yes parameter. A low self-worth lens sets the parameter to no. And this fundamental belief in your own value, the lens you look through, directly influences not only whether or not you are even able to make a start on turning your dreams into your reality, but importantly, your ability to navigate the five yes blocks that will inevitably pop up along the way, and how fast you are able to overcome them to say yes to you and your dreams. So with that said, let's take a closer look at exactly how self-worth affects each of the five core yes blocks, starting with permission. This yes block often shows up as that internal voice that whispers, you're not allowed to pursue your dreams, with a long list of reasons why, or perhaps that you're being selfish by doing so. And at the heart of this struggle lies your sense of self-worth. When you genuinely acknowledge and believe in your intrinsic value, granting yourself permission to pursue what makes you happy becomes so much easier. You can give yourself a green light to chase after your dreams because deep down, you know they are valid and you deserve to do so. Permission is fundamentally a decision between yes and no, between self-approval or self-denial. And self-denial is the hallmark of low self-worth. It usually arises from a dependency on external approval and validation to affirm one's value and worthiness. On the other hand, high self-worth recognizes one's value and worthiness intrinsically replacing the need for external approval with a sense of self-approval. So when you believe in your inherent value and worthiness, when your level of self-worth is high, you become more inclined to give yourself permission to say yes to you and your dreams. High self-worth will tell you you're worthy of pursuing your dreams. You don't need external validation to follow your heart. When it comes to possibility, self-worth has the ability to completely transform the landscape of what you believe is achievable. A low self-worth will not only narrow your view, but blur it with doubt and uncertainty. Whereas with a strong foundation of self-worth, the boundaries of your possibilities expand, your horizon broadens, and your view becomes so much sharper. You start to see opportunities where there were once obstacles. Your belief in your worthiness opens your imagination and strengthens your courage to explore new paths. It's the difference between seeing a dead end or a road yet to be traveled. Now, passion thrives on self-worth, and here's why. Passion acts as a driving force behind your actions. It fuels the energy you give to things in various aspects of your life, and it is essential for experiencing a deep sense of joy and excitement for life, making it a crucial component in creating a life you can't wait to live every single day. Your ability to pursue the things you are most passionate about relies heavily on acknowledging that your desires and interests are valid and valuable. Low self-worth will tell you things like your passions are selfish, that they're an indulgence, that they have no value or they are insignificant, and that they are unworthy of your time. But high self-worth recognizes your passions as an integral part of who you are and a necessity for a life rich with meaning and satisfaction in all the unique ways that matter to you personally. When you come across a passion yes block, self-worth is the key to overcoming it. Let's move on to purpose. Purpose gives your life direction. It's what keeps you on track, and it's the why behind your yes. Self-worth plays a crucial role in being able to clearly define your purpose because it strips away the noise of societal expectations and your self-doubt. And it allows you to connect deeply with your true self and what matters to you. This ensures that the goals that you pursue and the life you create as a result truly align with your deepest values and aspirations. Knowing your worth means your purpose is guided by what genuinely matters to you, rather than being dictated by external pressures or influences. With low self-worth, you are much more likely to pursue goals based on societal norms or the expectations of others. Basically, you would chase after everyone else's dreams but your own because, well, you place more value on these than you do your own. This will eventually lead to things like burnout and a feeling of deep disconnection within yourself. My friend, ask me how I know. Ultimately, to live a meaningful life requires that there is a meaningful purpose behind why you do the things you do. They must have personal significance, and your ability to stand firm in your own unique purpose relies on your sense of self-worth and how deserving you feel of living a meaningful life. And listen, much of what we've already talked about here comes down to recognizing and holding value in who you authentically are, in your uniqueness. Which brings me to the role that self-worth plays in overcoming the persona yes block. Yes block number 5. Self-worth is crucial in your ability to live truthfully in your own skin and to be whoever it is you choose to be, free of external expectations and societal pressures. When you have low self-worth, you tend to exist in a constant search of external validation. And often that means altering or hiding true aspects of yourself to fit in or to be accepted. When you have low self-worth, you are much more likely to be who you believe you need to be in order to be loved, respected, accepted, and approved of by others. And this results in things like people-pleasing, shrinking yourself to keep others happy, downplaying your talents and achievements, playing life small, and ultimately settling for far less than you are truly capable of or deserving of in your lifetime. A persona yes block will typically arise when there's a disconnect between who you want to be and who you believe you need to be. And here's the thing, to have a life you've never had before will require that you be someone you've never been before. And this often really pushes at the boundaries of who you believe you need to be. So a lot of women get stuck at the persona yes block. And developing your self-worth is the fastest way you can overcome this roadblock. As I said earlier, your persona, who you be, is ultimately who steers the entire team towards the life you dream of for yourself. And it is in becoming the version of you who has that life that you will make it your reality. So basically, who you choose to be is the glue that holds all of this together. Your identity is the key player in your team, and using your identity to help you say yes will make your journey a smoother, faster, and more enjoyable experience. Most importantly, however, the secret to making your new reality, your lasting reality, lies in who you be. And your self-worth is one of the most influential factors in who you be and how you show up in your world. So since who you be is the key player in your team, it kind of goes without saying that when you become a woman with high self-worth, a woman who truly values herself, her dreams, and her place in the world, you are going to positively impact all of the other key components to saying yes. Which is why I want to share with you today three steps to building your self-worth through who you be. Step number one is to edit your self-worth stories. We all have stories about who we are, where we belong in the world, and what we're capable and deserving of. Unfortunately, many of these stories tell a story of limitation rather than potential, and they suppress your self-worth. The thing is, often these stories have either been written by our ill-equipped child brain, or they have been imposed upon us by others. The good news is, though, you don't have to keep telling these same stories. Stories are not facts. They are simply the meaning we give to the facts, and that means you can choose new stories anytime you like. So it's time to shift the stories that diminish your self-worth right out of the way to make room for new, more empowering self-worth stories. Stories that support you in being an inherently worthy woman and saying yes to the life you deserve. To do this, spend some time to identify your limiting self-worth stories. Look for the recurring themes in your self-talk. What are the stories you often tell yourself about your abilities, your worth, and your right to dream? And here are some stories to keep a lookout for. Stories that tell you you're not enough or that make you feel inadequate. Stories that whisper you don't deserve happiness or success, or make you believe that you're unworthy of the good things in life. Stories that say you don't matter, you're not loved, or that make you feel like your voice doesn't count or your opinions are not important. Stories that compare you unfavorably to others as being less than. Stories that tell you you're a failure or you shouldn't even bother trying. And stories that suggest you are alone or unloved, that nobody cares about you, or that the people that matter most to you don't care. Next, reflect on where these stories are coming from. What happened in your past that you told yourself this story? Who told you this? When did you start believing it was true? What experiences have reinforced this belief over time? This part of the process can be challenging, but it really helps you to understand the underlying roots of your self-worth stories. Negative self-talk usually stems from negative past experiences, from messages from caregivers in your childhood or societal expectations. So by understanding the origins of your stories, you can begin to separate your true self and your true worth from the narratives that have been imposed upon you, either by your child brain, others, or society itself. And once you have identified these stories, I want you to challenge their validity. For each negative story you tell yourself, ask yourself if it's genuinely true or if there's evidence that contradicts it. Often you'll find that these stories are based on outdated beliefs or isolated incidents that really have nothing to do with you or your worth. And it is really helpful here to look for all the evidence that does contradict your stories. This step is about questioning the accuracy of your limiting self-worth stories and understanding that they are not the facts. They are just one possible story given to past events that have happened in your life. And that opens the door to choosing a new story, which is the final part of this step. It's time to rewrite your stories and to do so from a place of empowered self-worth. So, for example, if your story is, I'm not good enough to achieve my dreams, you might replace that with, I am fully capable and deserving of realizing my dreams. The idea here is to replace your I can'ts with I can's, your I'm nots with I am's, your I shoulds with I could's. You get the idea. And this isn't about denying your past experiences, but rather reframing them in a way that highlights your strength, your resilience, and ultimately your worthiness. So that is step number one. Edit your self-worth stories. Step number two is to align your identity with these new stories. As a woman with high self-worth, who do you become? What actions do you take? How do you show up in your world? What characteristics do you possess? What values are important to you? How do you feel about yourself? How do you approach challenges? What decisions do you make? What do you believe is possible? How do you celebrate your wins and your successes? Create a detailed description of the worthy you. This, in essence, will become your personal identity blueprint, a very valuable guide that will support you in becoming this new worthy version of you. Then step number three is to start embodying this new worthy version of you in your everyday life. This is about living your self-worth out loud. It's where your new self-worth stories and your worthy identity converge into action. And this, my friend, is where the magic happens. So here are some ways you can do this. Number one, make decisions that reflect your worth. Begin by making choices that align with your new stories and the identity of the worthy you. This means saying yes to opportunities that resonate with your values and saying no to situations that diminish your sense of self. Each decision that you make will help reinforce your worthiness. Tip number two is to act as the worthy you. Refer back to your personal identity blueprint and the actions you would take as the worthy you. Start incorporating these actions into your daily life. If she would take a chance on a new opportunity, do it. If she would speak up about her ideas, speak. Act as if you are already the worthy woman you aim to be. Tip number 3 is to live according to your values. Identify the values that are most important to the worthy version of you. Make these values the guiding principles of your life. If integrity, kindness, or courage are your core values, let them shine through in your interactions and your decisions and priorities. Tip number 4 is to handle setbacks with grace. Embodying your worthiness doesn't mean you won't face challenges or setbacks. It means that when you do, you handle them with resilience and you show yourself grace, that you view them as opportunities for growth rather than reflections of your worth. Tip number 5 is to cultivate positive self-talk. Keep reinforcing your new self-worth stories through positive self-talk. Remind yourself of your capabilities, celebrate your strengths, and be gentle with yourself during moments of doubt. This ongoing dialogue with yourself solidifies your identity as someone worthy of her dreams. Tip number 6 is to surround yourself with support. Build a support system that reflects and reinforces your worthiness. Surround yourself with people who see and affirm the worthy you and who encourage you to pursue your dreams. Their belief in you can strengthen your own belief in yourself. And finally, tip number 7 is to take bold steps towards your dreams. Armed with your new identity and the belief in your inherent worth, start taking bold steps towards your dreams. Now, these don't have to be grand gestures. Even the smallest of steps count. But what matters is that each step is taken with the conviction that you deserve to say yes to your dreams. By embodying this new worthy version of yourself bit by bit, day by day, you're not just believing in your worth on paper or in your mind, you're actively demonstrating it. This is what transforms your self-worth from a concept into a living, breathing part of your everyday existence and who you naturally be. And it's through this transformation that you truly begin to say yes to yourself and your dreams. And you'll be able to navigate the yes blocks not as obstacles, but as stepping stones to the life you desire and deserve. Building your self-worth is the fastest way to build the life you dream of. It is the most powerful driving force behind being the woman who says yes. My friend, you are worthy of saying yes to you and your dreams. And as I bring this episode to a close, my hope is that today's conversation will help you see your own worthiness so you can fast track your yes and start living a life you are truly obsessed with. So that's all from me today. I'll be back next Wednesday for another episode of the Self Creation School podcast. Don't forget, if you'd like to find out what your predominant yes block is and how to shift it, you can do that by taking my free quiz at selfcreationschool.com/yes story. And once again, if you haven't yet listened to last week's episode, I highly encourage you to set some time aside to do that. Thanks so much for your company, and until next week, be the woman who says yes. Hey, have you joined my free mini workshop, The Week of Yes? This powerful 5-day workshop will help you take your foot off the brake and start saying yes to more of the life you crave. Isn't it time you created a life you're beyond excited to wake up to? It all begins with saying yes. Head over to selfcreationschool.com/week of yes and get started on your yes story today. I'll see you there.